Time for another edition of K-Rock Season Countdown. This time we're going to speak with the coach of the Newcombe Football Club, going into his fourth season in charge of the Power, Rory Nicol, who's been good enough to join us in the K-Rock studios. Rory, welcome to you. Welcome to season 2019.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me, and thanks for doing this too, mate. I've enjoyed other coaches, and it's a good concept, mate. You're doing a good job to promote local footy.
I really appreciate that. 2 weeks away from opening bounce for your boys. Fair to say the word active is how you describe recruiting. You only have to look at your ins list for season 2019, and it's going to be a very looking Power lineup when you run out Shell Road on April 6th.
Yeah, we have been quite aggressive, I suppose, but sometimes things just align up and you get a couple of players and that sort of snowballs into some others and friendship groups and that sort of thing. But we sort of disregarded the points a little bit and to create some depth and some competition for spots. I've made it clear that we will be over in points, and it's up to the players to put their best foot forward and put their hand up for round one. That's something we've lacked over the years, just a bit of competition for spots. So there'll be some disappointed people on the Thursday night come round one, but that's healthy for the footy club.
Okay, if you were to drop your best 22 into place, what you think your best 22 is, what would that come up points-wise? Have you done that calculation?
No, well, I haven't. Well, I can't at the moment because I don't know what our best 22 looks like. And although we have had a couple of match simulations with Grovedale, we've played a practice match against Melton Centrals, we're still... the jury's out on the best 22, mate, yep. So I'll let you know in a couple of weeks.
Okay. The first big recruit you got in was James Hussey, who you had linked through your time at Werribee. He spent time there as well. He's been playing down in the Hampton League, and he brings in that bit of class that you've probably just been lacking.
Yeah, had a good relationship with James up at Werribee in the VFL. A great person off the field, and he's a classy act. So, yeah, you're right, we have lacked that, but... he brings effort as well. I guess his attribute is he's terrific as an inside mid. He's got the grunt, but could just finish off the hard work on the outside as well. So, and he is well respected in the community. I know a lot of Geelong footy clubs have been trying to get him on board. So, and it's a credit to the Newcombe Football Club what we've been able to achieve over the last 4 years to attract a person of that calibre. So we're really proud to have him, and looking forward to seeing him in the season.
Yep. This side of Christmas, you were able to get Logan Wagner across. You obviously have a relationship there with Logan as well. He had a couple of options when he decided to leave Leopold, but chose Newcombe. He's got a family link there as well. You talk about class, and he's a kid that's played, I don't know, maybe 70-odd GFL senior games, played in a premiership already, and I don't think he's even 22 yet.
Yeah, correct. I think he's played in 9 finals as well, and he was in the leadership group at Leopold, so obviously highly respected there at a quality football club with a quality culture, I suppose. So I was actually surprised. He exceeded expectations, Logan. I knew he could play, and I've watched him play, but his training standards are terrific. And again, when he walked in the door, he just lifted people around him. So again, you know, we're lucky in the fact that we've changed our brand as a football club, I guess, over the years with our culture. So again, we've been able to lure a quality person and a quality player. And yeah, his father was a coach and a player at the Newcombe Football Club too. So I think he's had in the back of the mind that someday he'll play for Newcombe. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing him go around as well.
Just off the top of your head, from the team that you coached in round one 2016, which was your first game in charge, to what will run out against Ocean Grove in a fortnight's time, there won't be many blokes that are in that side that'll play in that game.
No. Well, obviously... when you walk into a football club that at times is getting beat by 300 points, there's not a lot going right, it's fair to say, without offending anyone. But and I guess the main focus for me is I haven't been sort of driven on results at 2 o'clock on a Saturday. I've been more, I guess, setting values for the football club and raising those standards every year. And the flip side of that, you do get people spit out the back because they can't sort of raise the bar and handle those expectations, and some have bought in, and that's great. Jackson Turnley and Peter Gordon will take the field in round one, and they were there when I got there, but there's probably about 8 or 9, I suppose, and the list had to be turned over, and that's a very hard thing to do when you don't have one pointers coming through your under-19s. And also a hard thing to do when you're capped points-wise. So yeah. It's been a battle. It's been a really long journey and a challenging journey, but hopefully we start to see the fruits of that this year. I think we're going to be super competitive, and you know, we're also well respected in the community now, and we're respected by opposition now, I guess, yeah, too, which is pleasing. Gone are the days where Newcombe's a bye. I guess the next step is, you know, clubs are putting time into us and they'll do their homework on the Newcombe Football Club. But I think they sort of last year they'd say, well, if we stick with them for 2-3 quarters, you know, we'll get them. But now we want them to put homework in the last quarter and respect us in the last quarter. And obviously, hopefully we can win a few more of those close ones, which would be good.
You've really set yourself for round one, haven't you, under lights?
Well, I suppose everyone does, don't they? You're ticking off the process of your pre-season with your leadership programs, your camps, and the things you need to work on, your recruiting. But at the end of the day, it's 6-7 months focusing on round one, I suppose. So I'm sure we're not the only club putting time into round one, and Ocean Grove will be doing the exact same thing. So I expect to be a cracking game of footy, and we're looking forward to it.
We've obviously talked about Hussey and Wagner. Who else has impressed you that's come into the group that you expect that will be there at, I think it's a, what time is it a 7:10 game?
I think 5, I'm not sure, 5:30 is it? 5:30. It's a twilight game. I think 5:30.
5:30 game. Who'll be running out at 5:30 and not at 3:30?
The Nolan brothers have been good for the footy club. Whether they run out at 5:30 is still yet to be undecided, and that goes with everyone at this stage. Jake Reed's been really good, a young fella from Bell Park that couldn't quite cut it at that level and was looking for a different challenge. Lockie McDowell's been terrific.
Werribee Districts?
Werribee Districts and did a pre-season with Werribee VFL. Broke his collarbone, I think, in a practice match, so missed out on the cut there. But, Lockie Jackman's been terrific, Brett Jackman's brother. He's coached his own footy club and his leadership's been really good as well. So I think the guys were brought in. We did a leadership group last night on the back of some values and stuff and who represented those values, and we had 12 names raised. Now, over the last 3 years, we couldn't scratch together probably 5 or 6, so we've got to cull that list, but it's quite big, 12. But, you know, to have 12 guys' names on the board that can represent the leadership group at the Newcombe Football Club is just shows we're in pretty good shape and we're a good footy club with good people.
Yep. When will you finalise your captains for this year then? Captain.
They are finalised at this stage. They don't know and the list doesn't know, so we'll get that out. We're going to get a bus up to Fitzroy on Saturday and we'll have a chat about a few things on the way up and go through our captains and vice-captains. What we're going to do is let those captains and vice-captains work out the leadership group for us.
Yep.
They don't know that yet, but I'm going to throw it back on them, which is something a little bit different. Mick Gann's come on board as a forward line coach and he'll be mentoring the leadership group. So Mick's a manager at Bunnings and played 300-odd games for Thompson and a handful of premierships. So his people management skills are quite good. So we're putting people in place off-field that can mentor these guys as well to help them become better leaders and better people. So we've certainly strengthened our football department, which is great.
You have lost some players, a trio of players back to St Albans. Jack Hudson, not back to St Albans, but from Leopold originally. But it's interesting when you're, I think, a three-time best and fairest, but just couldn't come to an agreement going forward with him.
Yeah, look, it's disappointing that he's not going to play with us, and I think he'll be a little bit disappointed too, to be honest. But look, it's a difficult one. I hope Jack Hudson would still be playing as well. As you said, he's a three-time best and fairest. He's gone through the difficult times. It would have been nice to see him enjoy some good times.
Yep.
Look, I think whether it's me or Damien or whoever, no one's bigger than the Newcombe Football Club, and we just had to make a decision, I guess, and Jack made his, and we wish him all the best. There's no bad blood. I ran into him in the supermarket the other day. And, you know, I wish him all the best, but the door's always open for Jack to come back.
Yep. Practice match-wise, you've played Melton Centrals. Matty Sproul coaches them. But as you said, you're going up to Fitzroy to play Fitzroy Stars. I think playing the Northern League, is that correct?
Yeah, they are in the Northern League. They're an Indigenous-based club. Simon McConnell's their full-time footy manager, so they're a pretty good outfit. And they play at Fitzroy's old ground. Brunswick Street Oval, yeah. So a bit of fun for the guys and a bit of bonding on the bus. Which would be a bit of fun. Sproulies Mob, we've played them for 3 years. We've got a good relationship there. We have a bit of a barbecue and a few beers afterwards. So it's nice to have relationships with clubs far and wide, I suppose. And it spreads the word that Newcombe's a good football club. And I guess the relationships you build. Even you know, 3 years ago, if I asked a GFL club if they wanted to do match sim, they probably wouldn't have even returned my call, to be honest. But the relationship I've got with Simon, we had a terrific couple of nights on the Wednesdays in terms of hit-outs, and both clubs got a great deal out of it. So reflective of where we're at again.
What did you take out of the Melton Centrals game?
We took a fair bit out of it. Our ball movement is the thing that needs to improve. we get our fair share of the footy, Tom. There's no doubt about that. I think we work so hard to get the footy. And I think opposition sides just sweat off a little bit and run forward to the footy, so because they know we're going to turn it over. We're as good as anyone as an inside side in terms of at the coalface winning the footy. I think what you'll see our outside players, the players that play around the square, are a little bit quicker and got better ball skills. So that's pleasing in the way we're moving the footy. Our defence has been okay, and our defence was pretty good against Melton, but... I think if we can reduce our turnovers and scores from turnovers, that'll be the thing that'll keep us in games.
One of your great stories last year was Andrew Mead-Harding. I think finished with 48 goals for the season. And a side that wins two games is a fantastic return. You need more support for him, though, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Joel Goy, we recruited from Horsham Demons. He kicked 70, 80-odd goals for Horsham with that 2017.
In the Wimmera League?
In the Wimmera League. Yep. Yeah, he's played in maybe eight flags up there too. He's 32 now, but he ruptured his Achilles the first bounce at Bowen Heads in round one, which was disappointing for Joel and us as a club. So his pre-season's been outstanding. He's in the leadership group. And the fact that he did rupture his Achilles, he turned into a forward line coach for us and was at every training session, just a really good character. So he'll definitely be some good support for Meadie. Also, Steely and Shane O'Connell, they played in the back line for their first 50 games, I suppose. So the next stage of their development is to get them up the ground and, I guess, reward them too for being loyal to the Newcombe Football Club. Yeah. And, they've been under siege the last 50 games. So, we're going to throw them forward and have a look at them. And hopefully they can support me. I think they will.
Yep. I've done some recruiting yourself, but do you look at other clubs and see what they've added and go, gee, it's really hard to keep up?
Oh, the Bellarine's just strength to strength, isn't it? And when you're coming from so far back, Tom, it's such a massive challenge. But we're trying to catch something that isn't keeping still, which is great. It's great. It's a great competition, the Bellarine, and a pleasure to coach in. There's no secret. Drysdale have ever recruited really well. I think Torquay, they'll go back to where they think they belong. They're flying under the radar, but they'll be strong. I mean... The thing I sell to people when they come to play at the Bellarine footy is, I guess GDFL and GFL, you sort of, as a coach, you probably pencil in 5-6 wins if you're a mid-range club. I mean, if I was to sit and look at the draw and get a pen out and start ticking and crossing, like, it's an impossible thing to do. Mm. So I encourage the players to come and play Bellarine football because every game at 2 o'clock you can win or lose.
Yep.
So you're not waiting for a grand final. You're not waiting for a final, or you're not waiting for the top team to play the top team to get a good hit out. Every Saturday at 2 o'clock, it's game on. Yep. So, that's an exciting thing.
Yep, absolutely. Talking about the journey that you've been on, how much longer does the journey go on? Do you extend it into a fifth year? Have you started conversations about that, or does 4 years pull you up?
The way I see it, mate, at the moment I've got 19 games to coach, hopefully more. We've got a practice match Saturday and 18 games. You know, we dare to dream, and hopefully we play on a final, mate. It's a pretty boring life if you don't dream. But, look, that's what I'm focused on. There's a lot of footy to play out. I guess we'll make a call halfway through the year and sit down and have a chat. And, the guys, I've been there 4 years, and I've been pretty strong, I suppose, in cleaning the club out. Strong coached, I suppose. I haven't been a backseat coach with a lot of support around me. I've done a lot of things. So maybe they need a new voice. Maybe it's time for a playing coach. I'll do the best thing by the club and the playing group. And in all due course, we'll sit down and work that out.
Fair enough. Your first four, as I've touched on, Ocean Grove under lights down at Ray Menzies Oval in round one, Queenscliff round two, Port Arlington on Easter Saturday, and then Ammos the following week. So your first four, there's some opportunities there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's four, to be honest, and that's what we've got to look at. As I said, we're not penciling wins, Tom, that's for sure. I mean, I think we can finish anywhere from bottom to fifth, to be honest, and that's an exciting thing. Look, we'll go out there and give every game our best shot. The opportunities in the first, it's a good little draw for us, I guess. Most of the time, since the 3 years I've been there, we're either play Port Arlington, which are lingering around the bottom with us. So there's pressure there to sort of win. And if you don't, where's our next win coming from? Or we're either playing Bowen Heads or something like that. And you go out there and get beaten by 150 points in round one. So we kind of think these games, all four games are winnable. It's a good little draw for us. We'll know where we're at, which is good for the playing group too. Ocean Grove, I expect they're thinking they're going to be around that mark about fifth, take one step further. So we'll get a gauge of where we're at that Saturday night, and we're looking forward to it.
Great stuff. Rory, really appreciate you coming in. Good luck with the hit out on Saturday against Fitzroy Stars. Obviously, being an Indigenous-based side, they're going to be fairly quick and skillful, so you're going to know you've had a hit out on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good spectacle, to be honest, and just another opportunity to show that we're a well-respected football club in the Ballarine community. And, yeah, we'll get the boys on the bus and have some camaraderie and enjoy each other's company. So we're looking forward to it, and have a couple of weeks to prepare for Ocean Grove. So, yeah, thanks for your time, Tom.
Really appreciate yours, Rory. Good luck for 2019.
Thanks, mate.
Rory Nicol, the coach of the Newcombe Football Club. They open their season against Ocean Grove. And, of course, BFL footy tipping this year, thanks to Momentum Energy. We're doing BFL, GFL and AFL. The AFL season has kicked off, but you can still enter at carrickfootball.com.au and hit the footy tipping tab. If you were to win the tipping, $1,000 coming your way for each of the three leagues we're tipping on. Plus, if you're a Newcombe supporter, you win the tipping and you nominate the Power as your club, the Power also pick up $1,000. Great deal, that is. carrickfootball.com.au, and you can hit the footy tipping tab thanks to Momentum Energy. Next in our series, we're going to be catching up with Newtown and Chilwell coach Damien McMahon.